Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sometime in the early 2000s, a few residents of Bouguerage, France, enjoyed a night out at the local pub. There was a lot of laughter, teasing, and, of course, beer.
As one tipsy villager left the pub, something in the dark caught his eye. It was an otherworldly green light hovering over Pic de Bouguerage, a mountain standing over the town. It flickered for a few moments, then disappeared.
The villager blinked. He must have had one too many at the pub, because what he had just seen couldn't be real.
He had heard the stories of aliens living within the mountain and the rumors that Bouguerage's caves served as storage areas for spaceships. However, the local villagers all knew those stories were hogwash.
But now, this particular villager wasn't so sure. He stumbled home, debating whether or not to share the odd experience with his friends.
The villager knew he'd sound crazy if he told anyone. But deep down, he knew what he saw that night, a UFO.
Many of the seekers who came to Bouguerage experienced this feeling. They just knew, deep inside, that there was something special about this mountain. Sometimes they even encountered evidence that proved their hunch. But they also encountered very real forces, from peer pressure all the way to military personnel, trying to undermine those findings.
For many, all this pushback only reinforced their gut feeling. There was something strange happening in Bouguerage, and someone was trying to cover it up.
Welcome to Unexplained Mysteries, a Parcast original. I'm your host, Molly.
And I'm your host, Richard. In life, there's so much we don't know. But in this show, we don't take we don't know for an answer.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we investigate the greatest mysteries of history and life on Earth. You can find episodes of Unexplained Mysteries and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Unexplained Mysteries for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Unexplained Mysteries in the search bar.
This is our final episode on Bouguerage Mountain, a peak in rural southern France. For centuries, the mountain has attracted those seeking to learn its secrets, including occultists, New Agers, hippies, and as the French call them, esoterics. These free spirits wanted to experience the mountain's mysterious power firsthand, but they all had different theories on where that power came from.
Last week, we discussed the mountain's strange geology and the wide variety of legends associated with its vast network of caves. We also explored the internet rumor that Bugaraj would be the only location on Earth spared from the Mayan-predicted apocalypse in December 2012.
This week, we'll explore the validity of these legends and rumors and go into more detail about the evidence proving or disproving them. According to various stories, the caverns could be the residence of a secret underground society, the hiding place for a precious relic, or the storage area for alien spaceships. But when it comes to the Mayan apocalypse, the myth could have an unexpected source: Bugaraj's local government. An indisputable oddity of Bugaraj Mountain is its geological layers. Geologists refer to it as the upside-down mountain because its oldest rock is at the peak rather than at the base. This unique feature had a different meaning for every person who came to the mountain seeking answers.
For Daniel Bedix, a researcher who became obsessed with finding the Ark of the Covenant inside Bugaraj, the inversion of the mountaintop could have been an indicator that Bugaraj was a holy place.
This extraordinary rock formation was a clear but subtle message from God. Choose this mountain to hide my precious treasure.
Bedix believed he was close to finding the Ark, but before he could finish his excavation inside the mountain, he died mysteriously inside it.
Bedix's colleagues were anxious to continue his research, but when they applied for permits, their application was mysteriously blocked by French authorities.
Why would the French government want to prevent Bedix's research from moving forward? Could the Ark really be inside Bugaraj?
Many in the mainstream, including the residents of the village below Bugaraj Mountain, have brushed off both the Ark of the Covenant theory and the alien theory as outlandish, even crazy.
But why would powerful forces like the French government expend so many resources to prevent research into crackpot theories?
First, we'll vet Daniel Bedix's work.
Bedix believed that the Cathars, a religious sect active in the 12th and 13th centuries, had possession of the Ark of the Covenant during the Middle Ages. In the early 13th century, the Cathars came under attack when Pope Innocent III ordered the Albigensian Crusade.
When it was clear that Pope Innocent III's forces were going to overwhelm them, the Cathars needed to prevent the Ark from falling into the Catholics' hands. They could have put the Ark inside Bugaraj Mountain for safekeeping.
This founding belief of Bedix's research is questionable at best. Modern scholars don't believe the Cathars ever had possession of the Ark of the Covenant. A key principle of Cathar beliefs was the rejection of all possessions and wealth. Ancient relics like the Ark may not have been very significant to them.
However, even if Bedix was mistaken about Cathar possession of the Ark, he still told colleagues that he was close to finding the Ark in 1988. Regardless of who put it there, perhaps the Ark of the Covenant was inside Bugaraj. And Daniel Bedix wasn't the only one who thought so.
There are unsubstantiated rumors that the Nazis excavated part of Bugaraj during World War II. The Third Reich was known for intensive research into the supernatural, occult, and divine. It's possible that they were trying to unearth the Ark for themselves.
Maybe the Nazis believed the Ark could help them win World War II. According to the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant provided magical protection to whomever was transporting it.
In the book of Joshua, the Israelites had to carry the Ark across the Jordan River, which was running dangerously high. But when the priests carrying the Ark stepped into the water, the river stopped flowing. The entire Israeli nation was able to cross the dry riverbed.
Although the Nazis were contending with a more formidable foe than a rushing river, perhaps they hoped the Ark's powers were strong enough to help them overcome their enemies. That is, if they ever looked for it at all. Although the rumor of a Nazi excavation of Bugaraj is often repeated, There are no records or evidence to prove that it ever occurred.
However, the Nazis aren't the only notable group who are rumored to have looked for the Ark within Bugaraj. Another high-profile visitor linked to the mysteries of the mountain was French President François Mitterrand, who served from 1981 to 1995. Mitterrand was recovering from a surgery in 1994 when he allegedly traveled by helicopter to Bugaraj's peak.
In addition to the Ten Commandments, the Ark of the Covenant is said to also contain a rod with miraculous regenerative powers. It's possible Mitterrand was seeking to commune with the healing forces inside the Ark.
While these two examples don't prove Bettix's theory that the Ark was inside Bugaraj, they certainly suggest that others could have shared Bettix's opinion. But the most compelling support for Bettix came, ironically, in how his research was stifled.
When Bettix was supposedly closing in on the Ark, he was allegedly contacted by General Moshe Dayan, an Israeli military leader. Dayan was reportedly curious about Bettix's discoveries, but Bettix was reluctant to share any of his hard-won information.
It's been said that Dayan left Bettix with a chilling warning. If Bettix did come upon the Ark, he needed to stop all work. Above all, Bettix shouldn't touch anything if he did find it.
As we mentioned in the previous episode, legend has it that God will instantly smite down any unworthy person who touches the Ark.
Despite the warning, Bettix continued his research until his mysterious death in 1988. When his colleagues attempted to resume his search, the French Ministry of Culture denied permission for any excavation without explanation.
Bettix had no problem getting rapid approval during his decades of research inside Bugaraj. His colleagues had no idea what caused the ministry's peculiar reversal after his death.
Even more odd, Bettix's partners also learned that his excavation site in a castle near Bugaraj had been filled in with concrete. Some speculate that Bettix may have discovered a cavity beneath the castle, or even a tunnel from the castle to the innards of Bugaraj.
But now, the site was sealed and no permits for further excavation were being issued. After facing this series of literal roadblocks, Bettix's research team gave up. Bettix's final discovery, just like his death, remains a mystery.
There's no hard evidence to support the theories Daniel Bettix dedicated and lost his life to. But the strange circumstances of his death and the suppression of his work compel deeper probing.
If Bettix's work wasn't significant, then why did the French government appear to go to such lengths to prevent it from being continued? Without a clear explanation, the crackdown can only point to a greater conspiracy.
But Bettix and his search for the Ark is far from the only conspiracy on Bugaraj Mountain. The researchers that followed him also found that the French government was prepared to protect Bugaraj's secrets at all costs.
Coming up, evidence for extraterrestrial activity inside Bugaraj and the strange lights flying above it.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Now, back to the story. In the 1980s, Daniel Bettix believed his research brought him very close to the Ark of the Covenant inside Bugaraj. Although there's no proof to verify his theories, the oddly aggressive methods used to forestall any follow-up to his research suggest that whatever Bettix was on the verge of finding, it was big.
Bettix wasn't the only person who came to Bugaraj to find something earth-shattering. In the early 2000s, another theory about Bugaraj emerged: aliens.
The second theory we're covering takes us from ancient history into the future. Instead of a priceless relic from the past, perhaps Bugaraj's caves contain extraterrestrials.
In the previous episode, we discussed how internet conspiracy theorists spread the rumor that aliens were storing their spacecraft inside Bugaraj's caves, or even hibernating inside the mountain themselves.
Alien enthusiasts have been interested in Bugaraj for decades. Ufologists and paranormal experts all over the world point to Bugaraj as an extraterrestrial hotspot.
The theory moved from the fringe to the mainstream in 2012. An internet rumor circulated that the aliens inside Bugaraj would emerge on December 21st, 2012, and rescue humans nearby before the world ended, as was suggested by the Mayan calendar.
There's a variety of evidence indicating extraterrestrial activity in and around Bugaraj. First, let's consider why the mountain itself is particularly hospitable to alien life.
Bugaraj's unique reversed geology could be an asset to extraterrestrials. Some ufologists have speculated that the inverted layers of rock could have flipped the magnetism around the mountain as well.
If that's true, human aircraft navigation would go haywire when flying over the mountain.
Although there's no official record of restricted airspace around the mountain, some locals claim that they've never seen commercial flights over Bugaraj. It makes sense that aliens would want to keep the human air traffic away from the mountain and their hidden spacecraft.
Perhaps the aliens are responsible for the mountain's unique geological construction. Geologists have observed that the mountain's unusual formation makes it appear like the mountain's top was lifted off in an explosion and landed upside down.
Maybe the aliens made this renovation to Bugaraj themselves to throw humans off their scent.
When considering the hard science, however, this theory crumbles like an exploding mountain. Even if the mountaintop was physically inverted, that wouldn't permanently change the magnetism around the mountain. It's more likely that Bugaraj doesn't see much air traffic because the nearest major airport is over 100 miles away.
Bugaraj's strange geological construction also has a natural explanation that doesn't involve alien interference. The younger rocks at the mountain's peak indicate that the mountain was formed on a thrust fault.
A thrust fault occurs when there is horizontal compression at the Earth's crust. That compression pushed an older sheet of rock on top of younger rock.
Bugaraj is called a klippa, which is what happens when the product of a thrust fault erodes over time. There are other products of thrust faults, with older rocks on top of younger ones on other mountains and rock formations near Bugaraj.
Although Bugaraj's geology might not be alien designed, its limestone caves are still ideal hiding places for aliens and their spacecraft. Let's consider the validity of the reported alien aircraft sightings and auditory experiences in the area.
There are many anecdotal UFO sightings around Bugaraj from visitors and villagers alike. One local shop owner told the filmmakers shooting the documentary Bugaraj that he and other villagers had seen green lights around the mountain at night. He also recounted reports of objects disappearing and reappearing near the peak with no explanation.
Other visitors have heard strange sounds coming out of cave mouths. People have reported hearing an otherworldly gurgling coming from underground.
Some claim to hear more mechanical sounds from inside the caves, like an engine warming up or revving. There are also accounts of a subtle buzz or humming, like the spacecraft are flying around inside the mountain.
The most convincing evidence, however, are the UFO sightings caught on camera.
The clearest UFO sighting on Bugaraj was posted on YouTube on March 29, 2012. It starts with an out-of-focus, shaky shot of Bugaraj's peak. The camera zooms in on a rocky outcropping below, still out of focus.
And then, only 7 seconds into the video, a gray cylindrical object floats out from behind the outcropping.
The camera manages to follow the object for about 10 more seconds, moving in and out of focus as it lifts higher above the mountain.
The video is extremely compelling. Although the image is grainy, the moment a truly unidentified flying object glides up from behind some trees is undeniably hair-raising.
The video doesn't appear doctored or altered. After the initial footage concludes, it's looped to play again, but this time the frame is zoomed in, providing a closer look at what could be an alien spaceship.
However, there are a few details that undermine the video's credibility. The camera zooms in on the outcropping at the beginning of the video. It's almost as if whoever shot the video knew where the UFO would be appearing.
Furthermore, although the video caption states that the footage was captured by an unidentified German hiker and a Spanish hiking group, there isn't any audible reaction to the incredible sighting. Surely, a large group of people witnessing a real UFO would elicit some sort of response.
The sightings, especially the documented ones, are definitely intriguing. They provide a clear explanation for the alien obsession around Bugaraj, but they don't provide indisputable evidence that the aliens are actually present.
Despite many visitors scouring the mountainside for burns or ruts in the vegetation, or even discarded UFO parts, no physical evidence of a spacecraft has ever been found on the mountain.
Like Daniel Bedix's theory about the Ark of the Covenant, the aliens' theory doesn't have a lot of hard facts backing it up. But also like Bedix and his colleagues, ufologists who flocked to Bugaraj hoping to find out more about extraterrestrials found their efforts stymied by powerful French authorities.
In the previous episode, we covered how hundreds of French police and military officers showed up in Bugaraj leading up to the Mayan-predicted apocalypse on December 21, 2012. 4 days before the predicted doomsday date, the military put up a roadblock that limited access to Bugaraj.
The military was acting on orders from the French cult-watching agency, Miviludes. According to Miviludes, law enforcement and military officers were in Bugaraj to prevent a mass suicide event. For some, however, this felt like a suspiciously oversized reaction from the French authorities.
The concern about a mass suicide event seems to be primarily based on residual alarm from the Order of the Solar Temple cult suicides in the 90s. In 1994 and 1995, members of the Order of Solar Temple participated in organized suicides in Europe and Canada. 16 people died in France alone. While those events were undoubtedly tragic, there was no clear evidence that a similar mass suicide event was planned for Bugaraj on December 21, 2012.
Logically, suicide doesn't fit into the internet rumor that drove many people to Bugaraj in the first place. Those that arrived were seeking alien protection from the apocalypse. They were coming to Bugaraj because they wanted to stay alive.
Patrice Etienne, a Bugaraj local, put it this way to British newspaper The Guardian. Why come to the only place on Earth that will be spared the apocalypse if you want to commit suicide? Wouldn't that be a bit like trying to drown yourself wearing a life jacket?
Again, the reaction from authorities in response to a bizarre but apparently harmless theory about Bugaraj was strangely exaggerated. While the proof supporting the theory that aliens reside inside Bugaraj is threadbare, the huge response from powerful government authorities forces a pause.
While those answers may be locked inside a top-secret French filing cabinet, there is another angle to consider regarding the French military presence in Bugaraj in 2012.
Perhaps the forces hampering alien hunters are the very same forces that drew them to Bugaraj.
Coming up, how small-town politics may have been behind the massive rush to Bugaraj in 2012.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Now, back to the story. So far, we've analyzed the limited evidence available to support both Daniel Bedix's and ufologist investigations into the French mountain of Bugaraj. While neither theory stands up to much scrutiny, the French government went to great lengths to tamp down both of them.
The huge expenditure of resources by the French government begs the question, if the theories are invalid, why put a stop to them?
In terms of the 2012 Mayan apocalypse phenomenon, the answer appears to be surprisingly mundane. In order to quell petty local squabbles.
As we covered in the previous episode, many of the traditional villagers living below Bugaraj Mountain didn't appreciate their free-spirited neighbors. Drawn by the mountain's aura, esoterics started moving into the forest at the base of Bugaraj in the early 2000s. Many of their camps were located just outside the village.
When interviewed for the documentary Bugaraj, one sari-wearing forest dweller told the filmmakers that we're here trying to live in harmony with the villagers. It's true they think there are already too many of us here.
Another esoteric reported that he was physically driven out of public spaces. He described the village as hostile.
When the New York Times interviewed esoterics who had recently moved into the area, one of them opted to only give his first name to the publication because of the increasing local controversy.
It's clear that the residents of Bugaraj Village and the esoterics living in the forest didn't get along. But the villagers had no legal recourse to drive out the unpalatable New Agers. Until Bugaraj Mayor Jean-Pierre Delors stumbled upon the bizarre rumor about their town on the fringes of the internet.
According to The Guardian, when Mayor Delors first brought the internet rumor about Bugaraj's role in the Mayan apocalypse to his city council near the end of 2010, he recommended looping in federal French authorities for security support. At this point, the rumor was still only present on obscure forums, and there was no reason to think that extra security would be necessary.
But right after the meeting, an undisclosed city council member alerted local press about the new Bugaraj legend. Suddenly, the media coverage was off and running.
With the press reporting on the story, the rumor went from the fringe of the internet to the front page. That kind of attention could earn Bugaraj the security forces that Mayor Delors wanted. A media campaign had begun.
In November 2012, Mayor Delors denied encouraging any of the media coverage of his little village. And yet, his actions in the 2 years prior tell a different story.
Throughout 2011 and 2012, Mayor Delors pushed a multifaceted narrative in the press about the so-called fanatics overwhelming his small village. We'll examine each claim and evaluate it for validity.
One of Mayor Delors' first assertions was that Bouguerage was being overrun by people searching for the alien's salvation. In June of 2011, about 6 months after the internet rumor surfaced, an agitated quote from Mayor Delors appeared in Reuters. "These blasted prophets from all over the world have turned our mountain into some sort of UFO garage. The end result is that all these fanatics are coming here to hide out."
As proof, he claimed the village was experiencing a surge in real estate sales as a result of the internet rumor. In July of 2011, he told Time magazine, "15 houses are currently for sale. I've been mayor of Bouguerage for 34 years, and I have never seen this before." He noted that asking prices are as much as 5 times higher than normal.
But The Guardian later wrote that a spike in property values never actually occurred. There were plenty of properties available. Home prices and sales had remained stable, rising at a reasonable rate. One villager pointed out the obvious. Why would you buy a house if the world was about to end?
However, Mayor Delors and the people of Bouguerage weren't just worried about individuals snapping up all the village's houses. Stories about the sale of larger estates to ominous, bigger buyers were also floated. Jacques Farget, owner of a real estate agency near Bouguerage, told the BBC in July 2011 that he'd sold large tracts of land to people he suspected were affiliated with cults.
To corroborate Farget's claim, Mayor Delors pushed intriguing but vague stories about odd cult-like behavior among visitors to Bouguerage. Around the same time Farget raised the alarm about cults coming to Bouguerage, Mayor Delors told a BBC correspondent that he'd witnessed people dressed in strange white robes. He said they were performing rituals and congregating secretly in the forest. Delors claimed the gatherings were scaring the other villagers.
French agency Miviludes added to that narrative when the agency's head, Georges Fenech, said he'd spotted several settlements near Bouguerage in the summer of 2011. Fenech claimed the communities were occupied by a known cult, the American Ramtha School of Enlightenment, or RSE.
The RSE flatly denied Fenech's claims. The media was never able to confirm any large cult settlements in the area either.
The RSC accused Fenech of grossly misrepresenting Ramtha's School of Enlightenment. In fact, there are only 34 RSC students in the whole of France, and none with a Bouguerage address.
No other cults lay claim to these settlements, and no other sources ever confirmed the presence of these settlements. However, neither Fenech nor Miviludes ever corrected their statements.
The RSC statement presented their own explanation for Fenech's strange behavior. They quoted Susan Palmer, a cult researcher at Concordia University. Palmer said, "Miviludes is creating artificial emergencies to support the state-sponsored anti-cult movement."
Bouguerage in 2012 provided Miviludes with the exact problem they were created to solve, an impending cult crisis. But the agency sprang into action without confirming a very important piece of information: whether or not any crisis actually existed.
Considering Fenech's wildly inaccurate statements regarding Bouguerage, it does appear that he was guilty of creating a catastrophe by reporting one to the media. Fenech's motivation was simple. If it was perceived that he prevented chaos in Bouguerage, his agency would get accolades and more funding from the French government.
To give credence to Miviludes' actions, Georges Fenech predicted in 2011 that Bouguerage would see up to 100,000 visitors by the apocalyptic date. And judging by Mayor Delors' statements to the press, the village seemed in danger of being overrun.
In an ABC News article from March 2012, Delors claimed that his small town was already near capacity for visitors. His concern was justified. The village of Bouguerage simply wasn't equipped to deal with such a large crowd.
However, a photograph accompanying the ABC News article undermined the mayor's urgency. The picture featured a smiling Mayor Delore posed in front of the Bouguerage road sign with a novelty photograph of the peak with a UFO in front of it.
Mayor Delore's enthusiastic photograph gave away the real purpose of his alarmist rhetoric: to attract as many esoterics as possible and fulfill the prophecy he and Miviludes had created, that the free spirits communing with Bouguerage were dangerous.
The media fell for the story hook, line, and sinker. Mayor Delore got the attention he was seeking. In November 2012, he told The Guardian, "If I'd have had to pay a communications agency for this kind of publicity, it would have cost a fortune."
As the fateful day of December 21st, 2012 approached, the press descended on Bouguerage to witness the showdown between Miviludes and the esoterics. But there was just one problem. The esoterics didn't show up.
Although a rental home just outside Bouguerage was booked for the end of the world on December 21st, it was full of journalists, not esoterics. The usual hikers seeking a quiet retreat were off-put by the mob of media wandering through the town.
The one tourist The Guardian did manage to speak with said they'd already spoken with two other news crews. The reporters had both wanted to know how the tourist was preparing for the apocalypse. The vacationer claimed their visit had nothing to do with the Mayan prediction. They just wanted to take a stroll around the village.
Documentary footage shot in Bouguerage on the day of the alleged apocalypse shows plenty of press, but no apparent cult members, hippies, or other esoterics. The government's roadblock was for nothing.
It seems likely that the entire apocalypse mania was a hoax, cooked up by a disgruntled mayor and fueled by a media hungry for a real-life paranormal story.
In the end, the Mayans weren't the only ones with a failed prophecy on December 21st, 2012.
Despite Mayor Delore's efforts, Bouguerage continues to be a magnet for New Age believers, hippies, and esoterics. With or without media attention, government-backed security, or a starring role in a Mayan apocalypse, the mountain's power remains unquestionable. People in search of priceless relics like the Ark of the Covenant or evidence of alien life still arrive in Bouguerage every year.
If Mayor Delore and the rest of the villagers want to continue living in the shadow of Bouguerage, they will have to learn to share their mystical mountain. Thanks again for tuning in to Unexplained Mysteries. We will be back Thursday with a new episode. For more information on Bouguerage, amongst the many sources we used, we found the documentary Bouguerage extremely helpful to our research.
You can find all episodes of Unexplained Mysteries and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify.
Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals like Unexplained Mysteries for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker.
To stream Unexplained Mysteries on Spotify, just open the app and type Unexplained Mysteries in the search bar.
See you next time.
And remember, never take "we don't know" for an answer.
Unexplained Mysteries was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. Executive producers include Max and Ron Cutler, sound design by Russell Nash, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Travis Clark. This episode of Unexplained Mysteries was written by Hannah McIntosh, with writing assistance by Maggie Admire, and stars Molly Brandenburg and Richard Rossner.